Kilroe and company for the Tide. He hits Ryan Williams. They mentioned, Mark and Matt did earlier.
17 years old?
Yeah, Braylon Allen also mentioned it earlier today on social media. He said, yeah, I get why everybody said that 17 years old thing was annoying. I get what you guys were saying about it, because Ryan Williams had that conversation quite a few times. He pops wide open right in front of the Badger sideline. One play later into the worst corner of the end zone for a touchdown for the Tide to go right in front of their band, kind of right over by where you were for a portion of the game. You were able to see that Bama contingent, and they were around the stadium. There were plenty of people that came up here from the South to enjoy the game. But at that moment, you got a chance to put 3 points on the board, make it a one possession
14-6
game,
going into the half.
And
instead, it's 21-3.
They end up, well, and then, you know, 7 plays later, as Alabama gets the ball, they get the double up, and it's 28-3 before you touch the football again.
Correct. And the other issues that I'm sure we got to do the general overview here on the network and things like that, but the other things that we will definitely talk about as we go segment to segment is, you know, Luke Fickell, you probably heard it in the post game that they are going to do an MRI on Tyler Van Dyke's knee, and it does not look good, was his quote. Now, they don't want to, you know, specifically say anything definitive at this point, and I'm not going to say anything definitive, but it doesn't look good at this point. And then also, Billy, I know that you and I were kind of discussing it before, like 4th and 1, you're in the shotgun, you know, things like that. And J.J. Watt had a tweet, you know, he doesn't like to see that on a 4th and 1 and things like that. You know, I'm not an offensive coordinator. I'm not going to be into play calling, things like that. But I think there are some certain things that, you know, Luke Fickell brought up that he would like to see them run the football more, certain things, some high snaps on some of those shotguns and things like that. I think those are things that have to be corrected because it throws off your timing.
And definitely didn't make any life any easier for Braden Locke when he came in relief of Tyler Van Dyke, and definitely looked a little shell-shocked, as understandably so. Now, he had a situation similar a year ago when Ohio State's in town, also a top-5 team, and Tanner Mordecai goes down early. Locke inserted. I thought the way he played a year ago actually inspired quite a bit of confidence today, a little bit contrary, not as much. He's Lance Allen. I'm Billy Schmidt. Before we go any further, we'll take 10 seconds to allow our local stations to identify themselves. 10 for an ID. This is Badgers football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
42-10, the Badgers lose to the Crimson Tide today as Alabama rolls up north for the first time since 1928, taking on the Badgers here at Camp Randall.
Where were you in 1928?
Lance, I don't even know what kind of figment of an imagination I would have been for my grandparents at that time, great-grandparents at that time. But you know what? That was a barn burner here.
Great-grandpappy Schmidt. I can only imagine what was going through his mind back in the day.
Yeah, you sure wonder, especially, you know, we could do that for a long, long time. That sounds like a fun podcast to be able to
Absolutely.
Do what they were thinking in 1928. What would have been a much more fun postgame show is if it was a Badger victory here, 42-10, instead of a genetics course here on the local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame. We're going to hear from Braden Locke when we return as he takes over for Tyler Van Dyke. Unfortunately, so unceremonious in his return to the Badgers lineup as the Badgers fall today, 42-10, to the Crimson Tide. He's Lance Allen. I'm Billy Schmidt. Much more of our local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show in a moment. This is Badgers football from Learfield.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters. And every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today. From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
It's the local Wisconsin and UP4 Dealers postgame show here from Camp Randall Stadium, high above Barry Alvarez Field. I'm Billy Schmidt alongside Lance Allen. Would be a good day for some varsity cream ales. A picturesque day here at the camp for the 11 a.m. big noon kickoff. Pardon me, 11:10 big noon kickoff here. And it was a beautiful crowd, earlier arriving than I think, Lance, some people thought. Even the students, by about 5 minutes into the first quarter, that place was full up.
Yeah.
The stripe out was well understood by the fans. And even late, when this game felt rather decided, Badgers end up punching one in, making it 28-10. And then get a quick three and out from the Bama offense. And
yeah,
you could feel this crowd wanting to get back into it.
There was good energy in the pregame.
It was a lot of good energy.
I know you
great
were
atmosphere
here. I was out in the crowd for a while, you know, for that first half and stuff like that. And there was a very good energy to the crowd. But I think where it kind of turned was that missed field goal. And obviously, you know, you could feel it slipping just a little bit, whatever. But 14-3, you go, okay, all right, we got through the half. Maybe it's 14-6, whatever you want to say. But that was just a huge turn of events there at the end of that first half.
And maybe I'm a little misguided. Maybe I just had some Cardinal and white glasses on. But even there, when it's 28-10, the Badgers just went on a 17-play, 75-yard drive. Actually, one that Bama probably wasn't all that upset about. It took 8 minutes off the third quarter clock to go and score the Wisconsin-only touchdown. It is a three-possession game, but they forced the three and out quickly, getting some momentum. You've had everything go wrong. Now maybe you get something right. One play later, there's a Cade Yacomelli fumble, and then four plays later, Bama's back into the end zone, and everybody was waiting for the student section race. And what happens right after that, and then sadly the exits were hit up pretty early.
Yeah, just too many fatal mistakes in this game to overcome for the Badgers, and then Braden Locke being thrown into a relatively tough situation, but obviously,
no doubt,
as you mentioned, you know, didn't handle it as well as he probably would have liked to have right out of the box. Ended up finishing 13 of 26, 125 yards, and a touchdown, but obviously a rough day for him being thrown in after Tyler Van Dyke goes 5 for 5 and injures his knee less than 10 plays in.
And Locke also on those numbers, Lance, did end up putting the football down on the ground twice. Wisconsin offensive lineman able to recover one. Chesma Lucy ended up recovering another, and I imagine those are a part of the conversation that Braden Locke just had with Mike Heller as we go inside the Badgers locker room. Here's Mike Heller with the Badgers second string, now starting quarterback, Braden Locke.
Braden Locke, nobody plans on going in 7 plays into a game. It's not what anybody wants, but that's what happened. Tell me how that transition worked for you today.
I mean, you just got to kind of be ready when your number is called. Like you said, you don't plan on it. You know, thoughts and prayers out to Tyler and hope that he's okay. Not sure his status right now. But, you know, like you said, I mean, you don't plan for it, but, you know, you got to step up and you got to get out there and compete.
You guys got to jump in the game. There are plays that flip all games, right? So you had a fourth down that you didn't get. The end of the first half, we'll get to that in a moment. But when games flip on big plays, sometimes it's not the fumble. Sometimes it's the fourth down turnover that you didn't get a first.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely plays that you know, you kind of point to in your mind. You know, I take a lot of responsibility for the offense out there, and you know, I know I got to be better. I haven't had a chance to watch it. I mean, I'm sure that as a team we have to be better, but yeah, I'll definitely have more of an opinion and an answer when I get a chance to watch it and just kind of see, you know, what the little differences were, or, you know, what the big differences were and all that.
There's no doubt there's a huge momentum swing at the end of the first half off your drive and then a missed field goal, and then they go two plays and a length and they open the third quarter with a touchdown.
Right.
You know, that was obviously a huge momentum swing. You're right in it. Could be a one score game and then it's totally different.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk a lot about the middle eight. You know, that's the last 4 minutes of the first half and the first 4 minutes of the second half. And, you know, we have to execute better, you know, no matter the opponent. You know, if you don't execute well in the middle eight, that gives the other team a chance to flip the game and, you know, really put you in a tough situation like it did today. So, you know, I got to be better. I got to put our guys in better situations. I got to make more plays and, you know, continue to protect the ball. It's got to be an emphasis for us. And, yeah, I mean, I know that we'll grow from this moving forward.
Last two questions for you. One, you haven't looked at film yet, but just your feel as to how you responded and played today.
I mean, that's hard to say. You know, obviously the easy answer is probably not terrific. You know, I think anytime you're kind of thrown in like that unplanned, you know, that's kind of a tough deal. That's not an excuse. Definitely need to be better and need to be ready and all of that. But I do think that there was kind of a span of a few drives in a row where, you know, I felt like I settled in. I felt like we kind of had, you know, we were able to move the ball consistently on a few drives in a row, kind of from the second to third quarter. And, you know, we just got to be able to capitalize a little bit more. We got to take care of the ball a little bit more. And, yeah, but I know that, you know, we'll continue to grow. We'll continue to get better. I feel I'm confident in the guys in the locker room, and I'm confident in myself. And, you know, no matter what the case is, you know, I think that, like I said, we're going to grow from it.
Last one, message in the locker room and what team leadership, player leadership will have to do now into a bye week and then USC.
Yeah, you know, I think there's some pros and cons to the bye week. You know, you get a chance on a bye week to reevaluate and to really know where you're at. And, you know, you also get a chance for some guys to get healthy and, you know, just kind of freshen up. And then, you know, also I think there's, you know, the negative side is that, you know, going into the bye week, we just lost a game and that's going to sting for a couple weeks. And, you know, it's just such a terrible, I mean, it just sucks. Like, I mean, there's no other way to put it. And, but gives us a chance to practice and let that feeling sit, you know, and really and get some things ironed out that we need to get ironed out.
Braden, thank you. Appreciate it. Back over to you guys.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you, Braden Locke. As after
a lot of disappointment in that voice, Billy. Well,
yeah, definitely, Lance, because you do try and prepare, and it's great to speak on, right? It's outstanding coach speak. It's a classic, not a cliche. You got to prepare like you're one play away because you truly are. However, it is so difficult to put yourself, especially in that position, at that position, to put your level of preparation and energy on game day. At that focus, man, it is hard to bring that when you know you're not going to be the first one going out. It is not an excuse. It has to be better. However, really understand the disappointment.
Well, and the whole thing, and you know the scenario, Billy, it was literally like, okay, did he get the first down? What's going on? You know, you're off the sideline.
Yeah, there's a review going on.
There's a review going on. You know, and obviously Tyler Van Dyke is literally like, what, 3 to 5 yards, you know, in from the boundary or whatever. So people at first, I don't even think realized he was down until all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
there he is. He's down or whatever. And so you got to get ready in a hurry. But it's no excuse. Obviously, you do have to be. You are one snap away from playing in a game, and it showed a little bit. There were some nervous moments there, and some I think it took him a while to kind of get a feel for what was going on out there and all the speed and just how to handle it.
Yeah, and I should apologize for being presumptuous in stating the starting quarterback potentially now, Braden Locke. We don't know the status for Tyler Van Dyke. It doesn't look good. That was the way Luke Fickell mentioned it at his press conference. When we get to our local portion of the postgame show, we'll play more of that. It did not look good, and a very emotional Tyler Van Dyke, understandably so, as he exited the field, came back in the second half on crutches and with a large knee brace on that knee. So we really wish him well, and hopefully he's able to play at some particular point in time this season, but appears going forward, at least for the foreseeable future, Braden Locke will step back in. Now, started three games a year ago, Lance, and mm-hmm. came in, as you mentioned, in relief, ended up having that thrilling comeback victory, and also had a couple of disappointing outfits and reasons, and there was a clear one why Tanner Mordecai came back and was the starting quarterback. What are you most excited to see in this bye week, hopefully coming back into USC?
There's got to be definitely a different, not that they didn't have bad energy, but like, even Braden Locke said, the thing that they have to do is they have to stew on this now for 2 weeks, Billy.
Yeah.
It's not just a week, it's 2 weeks. So, you always want to win every game, but the game that's especially tough to lose is the one right before a break, because you got to sit and watch that film and think about what you did wrong and just go over it and over it and over it and almost beat yourself up in your mind until you get to USC. And hopefully it's a powerful motivator. Now, yeah. you can't drive yourself into the ground so bad that you have no self-esteem as you walk in against Southern Cal and defeat yourself before the first snap's even done.
Totally.
You've got to go in there with confidence. But it is something, and sometimes that is a powerful motivator, of a chip on the shoulder, so to speak.
Very much so, and it's going to be a team and a group that's going to be challenged in the next week and a half, 2 weeks, by their head coach, no doubt about it, and the rest of the coaching staff, and also by the injuries that Wisconsin comes out of today with after losing to the Crimson Tide 42-10 here at Camp Randall Stadium. More next. That's Lance Allen. I'm Billy Schmidt. This is the local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show. It continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Need a boost? Check out ZOA Energy now at Piggly Wiggly locations. ZOA's got great taste and is the perfect way to kickstart your fall tailgates. Fueling your body with natural caffeine, B and C vitamins, electrolytes, and zero sugar. Available now, and currently you can buy one ZOA and get one free until September 17th at all Piggly Wiggly locations. Bring that Big Dwayne energy this fall with ZOA Energy.
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufeks started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufeks charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers will be 2-1 as they open Big Ten play against longtime Big Ten conference rival Southern Cal in 2 weeks off the bye week, following a 42-10 loss here today to the Alabama Crimson Tide. I'm Billy Schmidt. Lance Allen is right there. That's the positive. I heard Tausch say it a couple of different times. All the goals are in front of you, all the aspirations, competing and winning a Big Ten championship, being able to be there and playing meaningful games at the end of November. Everything's in front of you. Nothing is lost, especially in a 12-team playoff situation, Lance, losing to Alabama. However, with all those dreams and aspirations, this football team's going to have to get better if that's going to be.
You still
goal.
Have a long way to go.
Long way to go.
And that's the one thing you can't sugarcoat is, you know, Billy, you and I, we're not unnecessarily going to rip people. We're not going to say, yeah, like you said, the season is definitely not over. Yes, you're ultimately wanting to compete for a national championship. Eventually, they seem like it's a ways in the distance on that.
Yeah.
One of these teams
is going to be competing for a national
championship. And Alabama is still, I mean,
Caleb DeBoer. It's a legitimate football team.
He is a really good championship contender. It is so hard to replace a legend and a Hall of Famer in Nick Saban, and they targeted DeBoer. He's won everywhere he's been. It seems like he's got a really good pulse in his team. I talked to an Alabama guy today who said, you know, like last year, you know, the greatest coaches, Billy, sometimes they get stubborn. And Saban, they didn't run a lot of read option, if any read option, with Jalen Milroe, and that's kind of his skill set. And you saw that today, and they ran it to perfection at times. Like, he was lethal both, you know, throwing the ball, 3 touchdowns, and running the ball, 2 touchdowns. So he seems like he's doing a good job of matching up his personnel with what their skill set is. But that being said, okay, this is a non-conference game. So, yes, you still have a ways to go in the conference season. You don't panic. You don't freak out and things like that. But you've got a lot to work on, including what possibly could be a different quarterback.
Yeah.
You got to figure out the running back situation. I thought Malusi in spots had a good day, but he also put the ball on the ground and got benched for part of that first half.
Yeah, he was on the sideline for quite a substantial amount of time.
Iacomelli had some good burst and some good wiggle and kind of what we said last week, Billy, and we said it on this postgame show that he earned the right. I know Walker didn't play last week. He earned the right to get more snaps, and it's hard to have a three-headed backfield. But, you know, these guys aren't in that category yet, so dare I say it.
Yeah.
But once upon a time, it was White, it was Ball. You know, they had a three-headed backfield. It can be done, and Iacomelli had some good things going, and he put the ball in the turf. And then Walker, we saw him in spots. It was tough sledding for him today. I think the average per carry was less than 3.
Yeah, less than 2.5.
Yeah, so there's some work that needs to be done there, too. But I do Luke Fickell, in his comments, wants to see his team run the ball more. That was clear in his postgame press.
Well, and I think also he talked about it specifically just before the half when it's 3rd and 4. And, you know, it, right, wrong, or indifferent, I don't love being play-calling guy. The play's there. Will Pauling is open in the back of the end zone, and he's missed by, you know, 6 inches. I understand wanting to be able to maybe get closer. Maybe it changes your thought process. I won't second guess that one. And I know a lot of people will ask questions about Phil Longo's offense, as many people have. There were plays to be made out here today. And that's the frustrating part of it. However, as it's time to select the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. One guy that made the most of those opportunities. Now, granted, they were small. They were early. Mm-hmm. Nathaniel Vaikos. 53-yard field goal to open up the scoring. Lance, before the 28 unanswered points, that was a 3-0 Wisconsin lead early, and there was a lot of optimism, a lot of energy here, especially after you get a stop, and Cam Randall was buzzing early.
I think that was the key, was you get points on the board, and you kind of, you know, it was after the Van Dyke injury and things like that, that you had to have something positive come out of that. You can't just be like, oh, we lost our quarterback. Oh, we don't have anything on the board. We have nothing to show for how we started off the game fairly well. And at least they got the 3 points, 53-yarder. That was good. You get the stop, whatever. But then after that, it just seemed like it was a lot of just little things there that they weren't cohesive on.
Because it was a great atmosphere. You mentioned the three-headed backfield. The ultimate man in the backfield that was celebrated today, Ron Dane, for the 71-25, 25th anniversary of him winning the Heisman Trophy. It was a great atmosphere, an electric one. And once Van Dyke went down, as you mentioned, there was a timeout. It's a media timeout. Now there's an injury. Now there's a backup quarterback in. It's misjointed, misses a couple of passes. One almost was intercepted.
Yep.
For Vaikos to be able to boot that thing through did bring some wind back into the Camp Randall sails of, you know, 80,000. That was very energetic early.
And at that point, you hope that would kind of calm things down and then they could carry on from there and maybe get, you know, once Locke kind of got his, you were, Badger fans were kind of hoping once he got his sea legs under him, that maybe they could kind of stem the tide for a little bit and then get rolling. But I think Luke Fickell also put it well, that against a team of that caliber, Billy, you can't get into a field goal kicking contest and you can't settle for field goals. And that's unfortunate. What they kind of did for a good portion of that first half.
Yeah, including fumbling it later on in that first half as well. In that first half, the Badgers missed a first, fourth and one in plus territory, had a fumble inside their own 20-yard line, inside their own 30-yard line that set up a Crimson Tide touchdown. And it was 21-3 at half, 42-10 at the end of the game. That's our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. He's Lance Allen. I'm Billy Schmidt. We're powering through as we talk Badgers football with you after a disappointing day here at Camp Randall. A lot of energy and a lot of optimism turns to some pessimism. However, we will bring some more patented positivity back into the program when we return after this. Lance Allen, Billy Schmidt live from Camp Randall Stadium after the Badgers take a loss to the Crimson Tide. Number 4 in the country was all of it today, 42-10 Alabama over Wisconsin. More coming up of the local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show. This is Badger football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Is, I think, an amazing addition to the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. You'll like this one. Let's go coast to coast, pillar to post.
I like it.
Go as far as sea to shining sea with the best conference. USC enters to the Big Ten. I'm excited for it, and I know the Badgers are going to be excited, but they're going to have to lick some wounds. That's a good football team on the other side.
So we can make all the jokes we want, but Badger fans travel well.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people would love to be in SoCal, whether it's late September or at some point down the road in the schedule. It could be a, you know, November game or whatever you want to say. People love going to warm climes from Wisconsin. So I think that's one positive. And also, we talked about it, you know, a number of times. Now the conference, even the conference play, you have a lot of very difficult competition. And,
totally.
And you know, top 20, top 25, whatever you want to say, it seems like even more than ever, there's a lot that you got to tackle on this schedule. And so here we go. They get a week off to lick their wounds a little bit and 2 weeks to really stew on this. But USC, I mean, yeah, that's no joke. That is a legit road trip, and that's the way you start off your Big Ten slate, as against a team that has very high aspirations. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, now USC in an interesting spot as they get their bye week this week, and then next week they will go to Ann Arbor, Michigan for their first game in the Big Ten at the Big House. That's a way to get welcomed into the conference as well. That's a 2:30 kick. Do not have a start time for Badgers and Trojans, but out on the West Coast, we'd assume at least 2:30, if not later. I don't know that they're going to go full Big Ten after dark.
Yeah.
Now, I'd be a fan of it.
Well, it's the first Big Ten game for
post-game
USC.
Post-game show host would love it, however.
Big Ten game for USC, and it's the first Big Ten game of the year for the Badgers. So, yeah, I think there's some appeal to that.
Better be day. Let's do it in the afternoon, and let's see where USC comes ranked after that. They'll go and take on Michigan next week, as I mentioned right now. 11 or 13, respectively, is where the Trojans come in ranked nationally. At this moment into their bye week. Badgers lose here today against the Alabama Crimson Tide, where they are a consensus top five team in the country and showed it today and flexed some muscle in a 42-10 Badger victory. We will continue locally on 97.3 The Game, as well as 1070 in Madison on the AM side as well. Lance Allen and myself, Billy Schmidt, will go back inside the locker room with Mike Keller. Nick Brusewitz going to join us as well here inside the broadcast booth at Camp Randall Stadium. Thanks to Aisha Jackson and Dave McCann for helping us here today as we broadcasted and brought you this broadcast here today of Badgers and Crimson Tide. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. General Manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Lance Allen, this is Billy Schmidt, hoping you will all join us coming up Saturday, September 28th, as the Badgers head out to California to take on Southern Cal in the USC Trojans. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favorite Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Senator, and the only true senator in the state of Wisconsin with us. Hello, Senator Baldwin.
Hello. It is such a delight to join you. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, I thought your insight and your understanding of where we're at this time in history on the other side of Labor Day, post-DNC, how do you see your race?
Wow. So I have to say that you mentioned the DNC, and I have to make note of the energy and the enthusiasm that we saw and experienced as we watched. And I got the honor of being there on the last night and making some remarks and then listening to our nominee accept the nomination. And so there's a ton of energy there. And I also had the chance and honor to participate in several Labor Day events on September 2nd, and was seeing a continuity, a continuation of that energy and momentum. I think people understand the stakes of this election from the top of the ticket to the bottom of the ticket. And I think they understand that democracy is on the line. Our rights and freedoms are on the line. And our pocketbook issues are also on the line. And we see it clearly in the contrast between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. But I don't want to ignore the excitement I'm seeing at the grassroots level now that Wisconsin has fair maps. And all of that I think impacts my race for U.S. Senate, where the contrast between my opponent and myself could not be more stark, whether that's on the issue of abortion rights or on the availability of high quality, affordable care, health care, where I helped write the Affordable Care Act and he wants to take it away. My work lowering prescription drug prices and his criticism of that work, or keeping the pillars of our progress over the last century, Social Security and Medicare, around for generations to come. That's my commitment. While he wants to cut these programs, raise the retirement age, all so that he can pass a $4 trillion extension to the Trump tax cuts that primarily benefit the ultra wealthy like himself and large corporations. So that was a long-winded answer, but I feel energy and momentum. I feel that from the top of the ticket to the very bottom of the ticket. But I also know we are the battleground state, and we will probably decide who the next president is, which party controls the Senate, the House, and whether we make progress as a state once again with a fair and representative legislature.
You know, let me just jump in. It seems to me your work on health care
and women's rights really is right front and center, especially for many, many young women, women across the board, people of color. You know, how do you go out on, you know, day to day and tie this to the economic situation? It seems to me, you know, prescription drugs, adequate health care, that's all part of the economic package.
Absolutely. And so is reproductive freedom. I mean, look at before Roe was decided. There were many careers and aspirations cut short because of the expectation that mothers should not be a part of the workforce. All that changed when women gained control of their bodies and the decisions about when and whether to have families, when and whether to have children. And so it obviously has an economic impact. But look, people are very concerned about the high price of things. And I see such relief right now as we have been able to bring down price of things like insulin to no more than $35 per month out of pocket for seniors. We're working hard to do that for everyone else. Recently, I had a major victory holding the manufacturers of asthma inhalers to account. We launched an investigation in January into the major manufacturers. They were charging between $200 and $650 per inhaler. And by launching our investigation within a few months, three of the four manufacturers came to us and said, we're voluntarily going to lower the price of asthma inhalers to no more than $35 per month out of pocket. If you're in a family with someone with asthma, that is a big deal. Keeping a health care, especially in the Affordable Care Act, affordable is something that's extremely important to me because I remember one of the reasons I was ever motivated to run for office is because I saw that we had a broken healthcare system that was excluding too many people. And there were huge disparities and inequities. People were priced out. That is my calling. And I continue to work on those issues.
You know, people forget there were used to be all these pre-existing, you know, conditions, exclusions that would virtually bankrupt people. And, you know, your opponent, you know, he comes, you know, spends a lot of time in California and now he's here. He really doesn't have anything to say to working people and the majority of Wisconsinites on these issues, right?
I think the direction has mostly been attacks and fear instead of recognizing the challenges that we have and figuring out ways to work together for solutions. That's been the way I operate as a public servant and a United States senator. We've got to find that common ground on defining what the challenges are. And we may have different ideas about how to respond, but then you compromise and negotiate and come to a solution. You know, I think my opponent is an example of the polarization that we're seeing. And I think that my successes legislatively, many of them, most all of them, because in the Senate, you have to have bipartisan support to pass legislation. It has been that focus on, you know, agreeing on what the challenges are and then coming together for solutions.
You know, you talked about Labor Day and you were very busy out there. What do you see from labor in terms of the response to you and your opponent?
Well, first of all, we can talk about some accomplishments that have really helped strengthen labor. First of all, I always start by bragging about Wisconsin's really strong progressive labor traditions and reminding people that during the time of Scott Walker as governor, we had a major setback. And at the local level, we have got to figure out ways to restore our progressive legacy. But at the federal level, we have some real things to point at. The infrastructure legislation is really a 10-year measure to rebuild our roads and bridges, but also to get broadband to every part of our state and our country, every resident, every business. And that is creating a lot of new high-paying union jobs. The trades are doing very well. I'm not saying there's not challenges out there, but we've had some really historic accomplishments, including the CHIPS and Science Act and the Inflation Reduction Act. All of these are bringing jobs back to America, in part because of My Buy America rules that I've had attached to these pieces of legislation that say if we're spending tax dollars, they have to support U.S. workers and U.S. small businesses. And we're seeing the results even here in Wisconsin already. But we also have challenges at the federal level. We have been trying to pass a bill called the Protect the Right to Organize Act, otherwise known as the PRO Act, for years now. And we have got to get it across the finish line. There are so many instances where workers are trying to organize in their workplaces, and large corporations or smaller corporations are doing everything within their power to prevent that from happening. Launching campaigns, attacking or discharging workers who are trying to organize. And we have to have a National Labor Relations Board that is a clear referee and not taking sides and making sure that the corporations in union drive efforts are not cheating, are playing by the rules. And so I can't wait for an opportunity when reelected to advance the PRO Act.
It's really potentially exciting time in America. If Harris Walz cross the finish line and you've crossed the finish line, we have a real opportunity to rebuild a strong middle class in the states and in Wisconsin. And I think many people forget that without strong unions and solid wages, you cannot have a middle class. And how do you see that playing out, fairs around the state? We got, 60 some days now, right?
Yeah. I think it's a combination of ensuring strong labor laws in our country and restoring them in the state of Wisconsin. I think it's also about recognizing the issues people do have with the high cost of things, including groceries, including their health care and their prescription drugs, and keeping on fighting to lower those costs. Recognizing that people are having trouble accessing and affording childcare and housing. And I have been proud to be a leader in that fight to secure, to allow people to be able to find affordable childcare, and helping childcare and daycares start up and being able to pay their workers fair wages and provide benefits. That's only how we're going to make it work. But I do see a very strong economic future with a Harris-Walz ticket. And I'm going to be continuing to be on the side of working people while my opponent seems to not even get Wisconsinites through what he says and does, and understands more the lifestyles of the wealthy and bank owners like himself.
Yeah, and we should say the very, very wealthy. It's not just, this is like the elite top greater than 1%. But let me just wrap up here with you. Women for years had the right to make decisions. 30 seconds. How do you go out there and move Wisconsin to get us to the back to right to choose?
Well, I lead the Women's Health Protection Act, which would restore Roe at the federal level. While I don't have 60 votes yet to overcome a filibuster, I do have a plan. And that is how we are going to restore all the rights and freedoms that were lost when Roe was overturned in the Dobbs decision. My opponent celebrated that moment, and he owns the chaos that has ensued. We're going to restore these rights.
Thank you, Senator Tammy Baldwin, my senator and yours. We are not going back.
We are not going back. Forward is Wisconsin's motto.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello, this is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show. We are on Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting across Wisconsin every Saturday at 3 p.m. I am really excited to have Assembly Representative from the 91st District, Jody Emerson, with me, and Karen Kirsch, a candidate for the Assembly District 7, to sort of just talk about the present and the future, right? So 2024 is really a unique system, time. We got new maps in Wisconsin, and we've got Kamala Harris and Tim Walz at the top of the ticket. How does the two of you see that impact in your races, and how do your races impact the top? And do we have new energy out there on the ground at the doors? What's up? Who wants to go? Jump in.
Yeah, I'll start off. It has been so amazing to see the number of people coming into, I have my office for my campaign out of the Eau Claire Democratic Resource Center. And so that kind of, it's a freestanding office that we have year round, and everybody knows to go there to get signs and ask questions and things like that. And we have people in and out all day long, people calling, when are the Harris signs going to be, you know, we're working on it. But, you know, they'll stop in to pick up a Harris Walz sign, which aren't in yet, and leave carrying a Baldwin and a Cook and an Emerson sign. And, you know, half the time we've signed them up for a phone bank shift or a door knocking shift. And it has just been so incredibly exciting. The number of volunteers that are just showing up and saying, put me to work. I don't care if I have to just empty the garbage. I just want to help. It's an excitement that we haven't seen in the office since probably 2008. And we know how that election went for Dems up and down the ticket.
How about you, Karen? What are you seeing?
Yeah, so I can confirm. So I'm in the Milwaukee area. District 7 covers Greenfield, West Dallas, Milwaukee. So Jody's diagonally across the state. But those vibes are traveling down here. We got the same thing going on. Every door is easy. Every door wants to be rated the highest. When I ask them how they feel on a scale of 1 to 10, they want me to rate them the highest. They want signs. We're working on getting the signs, everyone. They're coming. They want my signs too. And I do want to encourage people, remind people to vote down ballot And it really is helpful when people do put up signs for their assembly candidates, just to remind people about the how important the down ballot races are. But I will say the enthusiasm has definitely changed with Kamala at the top of the ticket, and people love Coach Waltz. Things are going great.
You know, it hit me when Kamala Harris said, "We're not going back." You know, this notion, because there is this far right nostalgia somehow that sometime long back in history, life was really better. And, you know, it's how do you see that message resonating? I mean, and do you see young people and women like angry at the changes that happened because of Trump? You know, I mean, Roe's gone. I mean, how is that playing out?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, right after the Dobbs decision, there was a lot of anger and a lot of justifiable anger. You know, all of a sudden, women weren't available to make the most intimate decision about their bodies that they could. I haven't seen the anger as much as I've seen the determination that we have a chance now to change things and we're not going to blow it. And this isn't necessarily even a conservative versus liberal stance. I've talked to women who voted Republican their entire life. I've talked to men who voted Republican their entire life. I had one in the office the other day who said, you know, as soon as Trump made my wife not a full person, we can't finish the phrase because we're on the air, but you know, you get the picture. He wanted to donate to the Harris campaign. And I mean, this is somebody who voted for Trump twice before. And all of a sudden, when it hits you, then it's different. Then it's something that it's okay if we're making changes to somebody else's life, but when we start making changes to your life, then people are fed up with it. So,
what's West Dallas saying, Karen?
Yeah, same. I had I talked to a man on the doors that was concerned for his wife. So his wife has the condition of, and I did not know this until he told me this, his wife has the condition of endometriosis, which is a really painful condition. So not only she has to deal with that, it also puts her at risk for ectopic pregnancies, which I didn't know. So he's legitimately worried for his wife and worried like could we be criminally prosecuted if something happened where we needed to save her life, or worse yet, could she die because the hospital needs to, you know, get permission to save her life? They're all worried about being, you know, prosecuted or things like that. So definitely, we cannot go back is definitely resonating with people. And I think that we're going to see some good results in November, but we really need to encourage all of our friends, all of our relatives, everyone we know to get out there and to make sure that everyone is voting.
No, that's what I was going to say. 30 seconds each on what do your friends and neighbors have to do to win this thing?
Yeah, I think we need to start by showing up at the polls. And it's not just about getting Kamala Harris elected. It's about making sure that we elect Tammy and so that she's got a Senate that can confirm the judges that she needs. And it makes sure that we have a House that's going to get her the bills that she needs. And we need to do the same thing in Wisconsin. We have got a grand opportunity to flip the state legislature this year in the assembly. We cannot pass it up. Everybody needs to get out there and needs to vote all the way down ballot, because the closer the office is to you, the more impact it has on your life.
Karen, you got the last 10 seconds. Send us home.
Yeah, I mean, even if, say, you don't like to make phone calls or things like that, you can help your local assembly candidate even by driving them, and they don't have to double back to their car when they're doing doors. Volunteer for that.
Thank you, Karen Hirsch. Thank
there's
you.
There's other things you can do. You can help deliver signs. There's lots of things that you
Thank
can do.
Thank you,
to help
Jody Emerson. Folks, we're not going back. We are.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome entertainment critic and CityCast Madison newsletter editor Rob Thomas. And tis the season, so we'll talk about our favorite political movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.